We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. I got to tell you, it is beautiful. It really is. 75 degrees. The humidity is down overnight, by the way, going down to like 49 degrees. And I have become a complete and total weather wimp. My friends in New England are mocking me incessantly. Because at 49 degrees, I'm already looking at coats and mittens. I know. What can I tell you? My inner New Englander has just disappeared. Tony Pham is a great guy. Now, you know that already, and you know what Tony has done for our community. You know what he's done for the United States. My gosh, this is a man who has lived a life of service, and he understands what is going on and what is really going on with the immigration illegal immigration that we're seeing right now. Tony's joining us. Good afternoon, Tony.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me back on your show.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine, my friend. It's always great to have you here. Listen, I'm curious to know, you're looking at what's going on the border. You want to explain it to the rest of us?
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate the opportunity. I think the new numbers came out already for the month of August, as well as all the way up to this current fiscal year, which we have maybe two more days before the federal fiscal year ends. Mm-hmm. We have well surpassed 2.2 million border apprehensions, and that includes unknown amount of gotaways that right. CBP could not hold. That is a new record. Last year, in the first year of the Biden administration, that they had already broken a record as well, right? At 1.7 million. We're now at 2.2 million. So this administration is just trying to break records all over the place. And again, sorry for my cynicism, but mm-hmm. some of the concerns that I have is during those numbers, we're talking about an absolute catastrophe of epic proportions, because now we have a new record of 750 plus migrant deaths on U.S. soil of individuals who are trying to cross over illegally into the United States. But the one number that probably should concern your listeners, if they're paying attention to national security, or if they prefer to pay attention to border security, national security, and even public safety, mm-hmm. Of those apprehensions, a new record, 78 individuals were apprehended that appeared on our terror watch list. Now, those are individuals that we know of. Those are individuals that we apprehended. Safe, I guess, a conservative guesstimate of 2.2 million that were apprehended. There were known and unknown, what we call gotaways, well above 800,000, Jeff. 800,000 now. You and I talked back in April while I was live at the border in Yuma, Arizona. And I'm telling you that I witnessed individuals literally pop right up and walk right over the U.S.-Mexico border and disappear into the interior of the United States. It's happening. And so these gotaways are happening. But we're stopping folks at record levels. And that's just the body of the people trying to enter illegally. We also have record number of fentanyl interdictions, too. And so they can tout that they stopped and seized a record amount of fentanyl. But I got to tell you and ask the question, well, that's great. Of every truck that you catch, how many did you not?
That's right.
And that's the concern. It's the policies that this administration is putting in place that has created an environment for the human smugglers, the human traffickers, and the individual unwitting migrants to be lured into and promised that if they can just make it across the border, that they will be released into the interior with, released into the interior with no prospect of potentially being apprehended and placed into removal proceedings.
So, Tony, I want you to weigh in on something. Of course, we were both up in Washington, D.C. last week, and I had the chance to spend some time with contemporaries of yours, Mark Morgan and Tom Holman and Rodney Scott, and each of them said to me, listen, the Secretary of DHS, Secretary Mayorkas, went before Congress, raised his hand, was under oath, and he flat out lied to them. Tom Holman said that he should be impeached. Would you agree with them that Secretary Mayorkas did not tell the truth to Congress?
I would go, Jeff, I'm a reasonable guy. You know me. I've worked in multiple different political administrations. I've never approached interior enforcement and public safety or border security as a partisan issue, man. I mean, our national security should never be politicized. So when I say that, yes, this secretary, the softer term is gaslighted Congress, okay? Because after he said that, and I'm looking at what I saw in April, and I'm half wondering when these numbers have exploded, how can he, with a straight face or even that little quirky smile that he has, tell members of Congress that the border is secure? How is it secure when in September of last year he did an open interview and is quoted as saying that mere undocumented presence in the United States is not sufficient to be apprehended and placed in removal proceedings? How is that implementing policies that dissuade individuals from wanting to come over into the United States or pay these human traffickers, right? Because when you put your lives in the hands of these individuals, that's when you get very, very, very difficult situations like the one in July where we found 53 migrants dead in the back of an 18-wheeler.
That's exactly right. Tony, the other thing I want you to weigh in on, and I should remind everybody, I'm remiss here, you were the director of ICE for President Trump. But as you pointed out, your service, and that's how I describe what you've done throughout your career, my friend, your service involves Democrats as well as Republicans. You have, in my opinion, it's just mine, but I think you've always stayed above the political fray. You've looked at these issues. So, Director of ICE, you're aware of what the cartels are now doing, and the cartels now completely, totally control that border. You would agree with that, would you not?
Yeah, I say they run it. It's not us running it. They run it. They dictate when certain cargo comes across, and they dictate our response. And when you allow criminals or criminal syndicates like them to dictate our responses, then we're in trouble. We're backpedaling and we're being responsive as opposed to being proactive.
And when you talk about cargo, they look at young girls as human cargo, do they not?
Jeff, it's one of the most frustrating things I've ever had in my life as a former prosecutor. This is the kind of stuff we want to stop and the people we want to save. Jeff, I was up there. We opened the Center to Combat Human Trafficking when I was in office up there in 2020. Mm-hmm. And now the amount of workload they have is just overwhelming is because, yes, the cargo we're talking about, these young girls that are being sex trafficked into the United States.
They also, if I understand it correctly, it's not how it was even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where you had the coyote who would take, I don't know, $1,000, get you across the border. Then it was like, okay, good luck to you or not good luck to you. But now the cartels operated in such a way, they realize they can get one fee for the border crossing, or they can they can increase the fees. And now, man, you're indebted. You're in slavery to them.
Jeff, they've infiltrated the United States. Let me just put it that way. We're seeing reports that they are now paying U.S. citizens to be the ones that are trafficking these individuals across the border now. Okay. Yeah. And then, when I say pay them, they run stash houses because they know that if apprehended, it matters not. The policy is to release these individuals into the interior of the United States, and these trafficked migrants are then told to report to a particular home because that individual is on the payroll for the cartel. Let me just say this. you know, we have over 23,413 folks just in 1 month that were released with no technology. I'm looking at a report. Don't tell me where I got it. I'm looking at the report. 23,000 migrants were released into the interior with no technology monitoring them, right? And, you know, typically you see all, you know, you can use GPS tracking, you can use the phone. At a minimum, you can use the phone. But there are folks in 1 month that were just released with no tracking device whatsoever, barely a notice to appear in court. And when they don't appear, ICE doesn't have the capacity to do an enforcement operation because what does Secretary Mayorkas say? Mere undocumented presence in the United States is not sufficient grounds for apprehension and removal. That's the policy that is creating the pull for these individuals to come into the United States in droves, mind you, in droves.
It is just awful.
So, yes, I'm sorry. I sound exasperated. I'm exhausted. But, you know, when I worked as a prosecutor in the Democratic administration, when I was there in the sheriff's office in the Democratic administration, it was never discussing this as a partisan issue. We went after the bad guys to protect everybody because they were bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to ICE, that was my vision of my service to my country and to my community. It was the same thing. I could care less if you're a Democrat, Republican, white, brown, Asian, Hispanic.
Yep.
You know, our job was to protect you and do the best we can with the unique immigration laws that Congress passed for us to do it.
Right.
And we have an administration that is handcuffing our personnel from doing their job.
It is absolutely outrageous. Tony, I always appreciate your beer here, my friend. That is Tony Pham, proud son of Central Virginia. He, of course, served President Trump as the director of ICE, and the statistics are just amazing. Great, great guy, though. I appreciate Tony. Hey, I got a couple of texts I got to get to quickly, and I remind you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, as I remind you all the time, man. Great way to get involved in the program. Nobody has time to call anymore. Everybody's got a text. So one person says, Jeff, I've Googled 20 plus names in the comments section of the trans bill. They don't even exist. They are bots. Somebody else is saying, Jeff, can you please give us the website address? Yes, I will give that out to you. I've tried looking for it. I would like to comment on the ignorant transgender policy in schools. Fair enough. I don't care which side you're on. I think you ought to comment. Jeff, I love your show. The only reason there are more people on the trans side about changing what Governor Youngkin has proposed is because the snowflakes don't work. They sit at home living off the government while those of us who do work just don't have time to comment. That's Jared. All right, so I will tell you that what you're looking for, it's townhall.virginia.gov. I actually just went up there to comment, so you can look for that and make it easy. Townhall.virginia.gov, and then there's a whole address after that. I'll put that up on social media so you can do that, okay? And again, feel free to text 833-804-1140. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.